Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Illinois U.S. Representative Nikki Budzinski says her name was included in the notes of the man suspected of shooting two Minnesota state lawmakers last weekend. Budzinski represents Springfield and East St. Louis in Washington. In a social media post, she says Capitol Police informed her on Sunday. Budzinski says she shares her deepest condolences to the families of Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, who were both killed. Budzinski also says there is absolutely no place in this country for political violence. Federal Plaza turned into a classroom today with college educators from across Chicago offering lessons about Palestine. My colleague, Lisa Corian Phillip, reports Northwestern University grad Avery Rips kicked off the event. They are a member of Jewish Voice for Peace and currently on their second day of a hunger strike to protest Israel's blockade of food and aid into Gaza. Rip says today's teach-ins were inspired by the pro-Palestinian encampments on college campuses last year.
What they demonstrated to us as educators is that you don't need a classroom to learn the lessons of humanity that you can learn with each other when you take a principled stance in support of justice.
Speakers called for an arms embargo against Israel and demanded the end of widespread starvation in Gaza. In other education news, Chicago Public Schools officials are making difficult decisions as they grapple with a large budget deficit for their new upcoming school year. Advocates are worried the city's Safe Passage program is on the chopping block. The program helps students get to and from school safely by stationing trained adults at strategic points around neighborhoods. Last month, Monica Brown and other Safe Passage members urged the Chicago Board of Education to fund the program.
It's no secret that our students are challenged when they're traveling to school. Our Safe Passage team is there to welcome them and usher them into the school, giving them encouragement.
Safe Passage workers are hired through community organizations. Members say cuts to Safe Passage would be a mistake because it would eliminate jobs and endanger students. Chicago's 50 outdoor public pools will open 7 days a week, starting on Saturday. This is the first time pools have opened every day in 6 years. It's been a slow climb back up to the full schedule for the Chicago Park District, and the pools will close in mid-August, marking the shortest swimming season since 2022. The Park District says it is fully staffed this year after receiving 55% more applications than in 2024. You're listening to The Rundown. President Donald Trump has stripped many immigrants of the temporary protections that have allowed them to live and work legally in the United States. Now, many immigrants from countries like Haiti and Venezuela have a tough decision to make: live in the U.S. illegally and risk deportation, or go back to countries that continue to face political unrest and violence. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigad has the story of one teacher facing that tough choice.
Hola, Carmelo.
During school dismissal on a recent afternoon, Maria, a teacher from Venezuela, is outside greeting parents and catching up with colleagues. Maria works as a special education classroom assistant at a school on Chicago's Northwest Side. She has years of experience as a math teacher in her home country. WBC is not using her full name or the name of the school because Maria doesn't have a work authorization anymore. She lost it after a Supreme Court decision allowed the Trump administration to end temporary protected status for more than 350,000 Venezuelans. The program shielded those eligible from deportation while allowing them to work legally in the U.S.
Cuando me desperté y vi la noticia, fue la ansiedad, fue ganas de llorar.
Maria says when she woke up and heard the news, she felt a sense of anxiety. She felt like crying and asked herself, what am I going to do? Maria arrived in the U.S. legally. She came here through humanitarian parole, a program that requires a sponsor. Then she got TPS. She says she never intended to be here illegally. She always wanted to follow the law.
legalmente.
But the president's policies and the court's decision changed that for now. Maria is among hundreds of thousands of immigrants who are in limbo with barely any time to figure out a plan B for what to do or where to go.
¿De qué manera podemos cambiar el estatus?
How can I change my status or figure out a new country to move to? Now she's living in constant fear she might be deported.
Es un miedo que me embarga.
And it's overwhelming. In Chicago and many parts of the country, one trip to the grocery store could get people arrested.
De inclusive evitar a exponerme en centros comerciales a comprar.
I am avoiding the mall and grocery stores because I fear getting deported, Maria says.
Porque no tengo en estos momentos nada que me...
Aside from that constant anxiety of getting arrested and deported, Maria also worries about losing the job she loves as classroom assistant.
Porque mi esencia y mi profesión es ser profesora.
I go beyond being an assistant. My essence and my profession is to be a teacher.
Me pueden llamar del departamento de recursos.
But I'm scared any time human resources could tell me that I can't work here anymore. Outside of the school where she works, teachers don't want to see Maria leave either.
Her knowledge, her professionalism is so valuable for our students.
This dual language school has a large Spanish-speaking student population, and Maria's skills are in high demand across the city and the state.
When I first met her, she was like, I want to learn this, I want to immerse myself, I want to be part of the team.
The school year is ending, and Maria doesn't have another job lined up. She's getting legal advice about other visa options that are very hard to get. Back in Venezuela, a dangerous future awaits her. The former math teacher refused the government's demands to teach her students about socialist ideology. She was also a victim of crime and violence. But staying in the U.S. with an expired TPS means risking arrest and deportation, as if she were the criminal. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEC News.
Weather for today, hot, clouds and sun, high near 90. Tonight could see some thunderstorms, partly cloudy, with a low near 72. Tomorrow, chance of showers in the morning, high near 80. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.